February, I'm Steve-O, this is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. An anti-crime cooperative effort yesterday morning across Bedford Borough has led to a number of arrests. Raids on several addresses at a traveller site in Kempston Hardwick led to the arrests of six individuals, five men in their 20s and 30s and a woman in her 30s. The five male offenders were arrested on some variation of suspicion of theft and or drug offences, while the woman was charged with suspicion of failing to appear at court. The operation involved more than 100 officers, saw Beds Police working alongside other agencies, including Beds Fire and Rescue, Bedford Borough Council and the British Transport Police. Flood alerts were issued yesterday for all North Bedfordshire towns and villages along the River Great Ouse. The warning includes the areas of Bedford, Stewartby, Kempston, Sharnbrook and Turvey. Sunday's heavy rains are being blamed and residents are being asked to keep updated with any further warnings. Biggleswade Town Council have had enough of the bird mess in its town centre. It has proposed a five-week project beginning in March to capture a number of pigeons. Those birds would then be shot, ensuring a reduction in their numbers prior to peak breeding season. Committee Chairman Mark Knight, in addressing the reason for the cull, stated, "The streets and shop awnings are becoming a real mess and the bird droppings are a health hazard." A weekend wellness event will take place next month as part of Luton Street Fest in the town centre. Stalls, demonstrations, music, arts and crafts and good food will all be part of the occasion, taking place on the 25th and 26th of March, beginning at noon. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.